This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program, the Satanic Temple, creating after-school Satan clubs. That they'll be sending out notice to school districts around the country tomorrow about. They've already got some, apparently at least one volunteer to head up one of these clubs at elementary schools. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first, though. Let's talk first to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
I kind of find it very, very interesting about this satanic temple. Okay, because once again we see the social experiment of El Negro animal being pushed into this country, and this wild animal.
Are you suggesting that for listeners that maybe have never turned, maybe new listeners tonight who don't know who you are, you will frequently call Barack Obama a animal, and that's who you're referring to, I believe. Are you suggesting that Barack Obama had something to do with the Satanic Temple?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And they are calling us like that. Audiences. There are audiences.
Were there words there? Because I couldn't make out a single one of them.
There are people right now who believe that I am onto something. Okay.
There are people who believe you're onto something. Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, you know.
So you think Barack Obama is a Satanist?
He's one with Satan, definitely. Absolutely.
Are you a religious man?
He's one with, you know, the terrorists. He's one with the black radical criminals, okay? And he is an anti-white, anti-Christ.
How can he be anti-white? I mean, he's half white.
Is his mom white?
Well, the anti-Christ and anti-Semitic, yeah.
Isn't he like a churchgoer?
Between Antichrist and being one with... Well, now just listen for a minute here.
He's everything that is evil, Mark, obviously.
Between being Antichrist and being one with Satan, that is coming full circle now with regard to El Negro Animal. And, you know, all of these characteristics that I have pointed out to you, none of this is Reagan, so therefore... Obama is not Reagan. He can't even shine the shoes of Reagan, let alone hold a candle to it.
Ronald Reagan raised... hold on, Ralph. Let's get a little bit of perspective here. Ronald Reagan increased the size of the government, I think, by like almost 70% over the 8 years that he was in office.
The size of the government increased under Ronald Reagan by 70%. Ronald Reagan may or may not have had anything to do with
that. Well, he didn't, you know, stop it from happening.
A bunch of things.
Yeah, and he didn't do that. I mean, he ramped up the war on drugs. This guy is not a small government guy like a lot of these, you know, conservative types like to worship him for. He's not.
How did he quantify the size of the government? How did he quantify the government? Or how did he make the government big?
Well, it wasn't just him. I mean, it was the Congress. The Congress, you know, passed a bunch of laws that made the government bigger, and he signed them. He signed them.
So
you worship this guy because he's a Republican, and he's just as bad as any of these Democratic people. You know, arguably, Bill Clinton was the smallest government president in the last 20 years.
Why is that?
Well, wasn't there a surplus under Clinton?
Well, there was under the contract with America with Congress.
There was, but you can also say that there's a difference between Hillary and Bill. Okay? Their approaches to things.
Hillary might be worse than Bill.
Hillary
is inheriting a bigger government. Thank you, Ralph, for the call tonight. Hillary's inheriting a bigger government. You were just talking before the show started, Mark, about the U.S. debt and unfunded liabilities and things like that. You'd done some checking on some numbers that you mentioned last night on the air just to make sure you were accurate.
Yeah, well, I looked at the debt when Bush started, and it was about $4 trillion.
Okay.
And then when he ended, it was about $10 trillion. That is when Obama, so 8 years.
Yep.
doubling of the debt.
Right.
Then under Obama, and I'm not saying that that's Bush's fault, and I'm not saying that's Obama's fault. People can argue about this all they want. I'm just talking about time frames. Under Obama, the debt appears to be doubling again. So it was 10 when he started. Mm-hmm. It's 19.4 trillion now.
Yep, that should be doubled by the time he's out.
In all likelihood, it'll be $20 trillion by January the 20th of next year, when whoever takes over. I hear it's Clinton. Maybe it'll be Trump. Maybe it'll be Gary Johnson. I have no idea. Maybe it'll be Jill Stein. Either way, any of them at this point could win. And the debt will be $20 trillion. Here's what I'd like to ask Americans is, who do you think is best ready to handle this? In 8 years, if the pattern continues, the debt will be $40 trillion. Can America handle that? And
no.
Who is the best commander-in-chief to handle that situation?
I don't know, because I think this is an argument that Stefan Molyneux made in the past, is that if Ron Paul, he was making it back in the 2012 election, mm-hmm. I think, that if Ron Paul were to actually win, then all of a sudden libertarians would get the blame for all the economic woes, because it's always the new guy's fault or whatever it is that's going on,
sure.
Even though they inherited all these problems.
That was true for Obama.
From all these previous administrations. So, you know, it's likely that people would blame libertarians for whatever economic downfall comes next. I don't know. I mean, unless you can, wipe away arms of government and shut down government programs, it's not like the libertarian. Even if Gary Johnson gets in, there's very little that he can actually do alone to change how the ship of state operates. Is there? Sure, he could bring troops home. Has he promised to do that? I don't think that he has.
I've heard a claim that he intends to scrap every aircraft carrier.
Do you have that from him?
I do not have that claim from him.
Okay.
I could look it up.
And that would be hearsay.
It is hearsay.
Okay.
What do you think people vote on?
What do you think Free Talk Live is? It's nothing but hearsay.
Indeed.
Well, sometimes we actually get the statements from the individuals in question. I mean, Johnny Ray, what would you say to that? I mean, to Mark's question of who should be the person to handle trying to rein in this government spending. I mean, it's not possible, is it?
The individual should stop paying attention to things that are happening in government. The individual should try.
Me and you, the listener, not the. You're not talking about somebody being elected here.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm talking about you, the listener. You should just not get yourself worked up over political happenings, because I think that culture precedes politics, and political outcomes are just results of things that are already happening.
Yep.
And you should just do what's best in your life and try your hardest to live free and not let the government get you down.
Yeah, I think that's darn good advice.
I think it's great advice, but it doesn't change the fact that there's going to be a president, a new one, on January the 20th of next year. And the question is which president can reduce the harm the most? And that's the one that I'm going to vote for. I haven't yet determined for certain what that is. I do have a quote here from Gary Johnson saying it is fantasy to suggest a balanced U.S. budget can it be achieved without deep reductions in military spending. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson is proposing more than $300 billion in cuts to defense and defense rate expenditures. Quoting, likewise, over the next 10 years, we can cut defense by $40 billion by reducing the number of aircraft carrier battle groups we currently maintain, and an additional $30 billion by simply maintaining our current level of other warships rather than producing any additional ones as currently programmed.
Which, of course, would require Congress to go along with the program, right? He would have to convince the Congress people to propose that so he could then sign it. He can't just put that legislation.
He can, however, let's not forget the power of the pen. He has demonstrated, unlike every other governor in the history of the United States, he has demonstrated the willingness to use the veto pen. Mm-hmm. He is the veto-inest governor in the history of the United States.
You know, Daryl pointed out
something. Hold on just 1 second, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
If he continues to veto Congress's bills and saying, hey, I want to see this on my desk, or you're getting more and more vetoes, then he will get whatever it is that he wants on his desk, ultimately.
So what I heard about the supposed claim that he's the most vetoingest governor of all time,
that what I heard from Daryl was that apparently New Mexico has the line item veto. Mm-hmm. So technically every little line item that he scratches out is considered a veto. So he may have had, you know, 100 vetoes in one piece of legislation. So he might be playing a little slimy with that claim. The toll-free number here is
855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. I'm pretty sure he's made the claim that he's vetoed a bunch of legislation at some point. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live Sunday edition here. We're in the studio. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. There's more about the Satanic Temple and their new after-school Satan Club that they have proposed and
We'll be sending out notices to school districts around the country starting tomorrow, August 1st. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And when you go to bed tonight, concentrate on the position of your head and neck, because in many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor, and My Pillow can help make that happen for you. It's designed to fit the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a few months now. It's been great. Mark, you've got one of these pillows as well.
It's awesome.
You can actually wash the thing in your washer and put it in your dryer, which, if you think about it, have you ever done that with any other pillow in your lifetime? I haven't. Sure, you can wash the cover.
Yeah, sure.
You can actually wash the pillow itself.
I would assume those little dust mites can burrow.
There's something in there, whether it's dust mites or just the pieces of your scalp or whatever.
It's the it's a great pillow for holding your head and neck in the right position, which can solve back pain, neck pain, headaches, and those sorts of things. And you can wash it. What other reasons could you possibly need? Oh,
how about a 60-day money-back guarantee? Well, two for one's cool, but a money-back guarantee is really something that shows the companies behind their product. They really do believe that this is going to be the best pillow you've ever used, and if you decide it's not for some reason, you get your money back. MyPillow.com, code FTL. That gets you the two-for-one deal that you mentioned, Mark, and also the pillow is warranted for 10 years. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. Coming up, Johnny Ray's game of the week.
Regarding the pillow, Ian, I was going to ask if the pillow could be turned over, because one of the great things about a pillow is turning it over and putting your head on the cool side. But regardless of whether you can turn it over or not, if there's a two-for-one deal, you just keep one spare next to you, and if your head gets hot, you just switch it out.
I haven't had any kind of head heating issues. I would say that this pillow seems to do a good job of allowing, you know, things to breathe, so to speak. That's not the official, you know, copy points that they give us to talk about, but I haven't noticed, you know, myself getting particularly hot due to this pillow. It seems fairly comfortable and cool.
Yeah, I don't know. You could check it out at MyPillow.com. I don't flip pillows.
Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. David is in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
I was going to tie Satanism into Gary Johnson, if I can.
Okay.
Like, Gary Johnson has been criticized for not being a good libertarian or not being a libertarian at all and sullying the name of libertarianism.
Those are my feelings, David.
What's that?
I feel like Gary Johnson is sullying the name of libertarianism.
Well, in the same way, I would say these Satanists are sullying the name of Satan, because they don't do satanistic things. They're just about Earth. Are they human sacrificing at all, I wonder?
Well, you know, it depends on what Satanism means. I mean, there's been different variants and beliefs.
The answer to his question is no.
The Satanic Temple is not doing human sacrifice. But I think they did sacrifice a goat or something like that at some sort of ceremony that they had.
There's different ones of these groups doing different things.
So there's the Levian Satanists, and then there's like actual Satanists who really do believe in Satan, and those are the ones that all the rumors are about, where they were sacrificing things and having satanic dark masses in the woods and things like that back in the 80s. I remember hearing about that as a kid. Whether those people really exist or not is still, you know, unknown. But there's different types of people who call themselves Satanists. In this case, these appear to be atheist, rationalist, humanist types in the satanic.
Where does the Satan pipe come in? I thought Satan's supposed to do bad things. If they don't do bad things, they're not really Satan.
Well, that's the thing. The argument from some of the Satanists who actually do believe in Satan might be that Satan really isn't a bad guy after all, and that it's actually God who was the bad guy, and that Satan rebelled against this controlling thing who, you know, wanted to send his creations to this fiery pit. You were talking about the frustrations, Mark, that you had with the idea of hell and it being combined with the idea that this is some sort of loving father who's then sending his creations to hell. The idea from some of the Satanists might be that Satan was rebelling against this control freak god, this nanny god, if you will, and that maybe he's not such a bad guy after all.
Well, I just thought I'd throw it out there, and thank you for entertaining my thoughts.
Sure, David.
Evening.
Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a great movie from the 90s called The Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves in it, which is one of the creepiest movies that I've seen. It's really a really good kind of, I don't know if thriller is the right term, drama, thriller, or whatever, supernatural drama. And Al Pacino sort of makes that pitch toward the end of the movie. He's, I'm sorry to spoil it for you, but he's the devil in that movie.
A spoiler from a movie from the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he sort of makes the pitch that he's actually man's best friend, that he's, you know, the good guy in this whole ethereal conflict between him and God. And, you know, who knows? Who knows?
Ian, who knows? Come on. Who knows?
You don't know, Mark.
You don't know. It's just, for me, it's all just a made-up story by
it's humans a made-up story
to try to control each other. And so, you know, what is God? Well, in my opinion, God is everything, is the universe. I'm a panentheist, and I believe that we're all parts of God. And I think you can have hell, and you can have heaven, and it can be right here, right now, in your life. So,
Ian,
that's what I know or believe.
As you know, I'm sort of a community theater kind of a guy.
Yes, you are.
And I've
You're
been
a thespian.
Yes, I am. And I've been looking for a play to direct by a certain author. There's a Hungarian author who has had his works translated into English, and he was writing plays throughout the first half of the 20th century. And I found a play called The Devil. And it's very similar to The Devil's Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking a walk with this girl that I've been dating, and I was telling her about the devil and
the play.
Okay. Yep. And I brought up The Devil's Advocate, and I told her, and I started to tell her the end, and I said, "Now wait a minute, maybe you don't want me to spoil it." And she told me that she did not want me to spoil it, and she may be listening tonight because I told her that I was doing the show. So I don't appreciate what you just did.
Well, wait a minute, it's not really that much of a spoiler. That, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Anybody who I think has seen the trailer to the movie would probably know that Al Pacino is the devil in that movie.
He is a devilish looking
character. I mean, it's pretty clear towards the beginning of the film that he is that character. It's been a while since I've seen it, and that doesn't really spoil the ending of the movie, which is actually pretty good and pretty surprising. So
it's got a gotcha at the end.
Yeah, I would not spoil that part.
Speaking of the devil, I had a few words.
I feel like, you know, if there's a few decades in between you and the movie, that you can go ahead and spoil the end of it. Like, oh, I don't know, maybe Dorothy gets back to Kansas. I don't know. I mean, at what point? Can I not tell the ending of Beowulf?
Well, now
because
that's
somebody
every,
out there might not have read the epic poem.
The whole, you bring up the Wizard of Oz. Now we're back into this category of characters that may not have been what they seemed. Maybe God is actually the devil in the biblical version, because it's God who wants to control people by the classic biblical method. And similarly, in the Wizard of Oz, there's an argument that it's actually the White Witch who is the bad guy in that movie. And it's an interesting theory.
Isn't that the Witch of the North? Or
yeah, I forget. The White Witch. The supposed good witch is actually
the Witch of the West.
No, that's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Supposedly Wicked Witch. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I'll see if we can pull that up for you, because it's pretty interesting. 855-450-3733. Also, more about the Satanic Temple's After School Satan Club coming up on Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danbillett.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We've got the Satellite Fundraiser going on right now. Satellite Fundraiser at fund.lrn.fm. We're looking to raise money to continue our existing satellite channels over North and Central America, as well as the one over Sub-Saharan Africa. If we can raise enough, we'll also add a third satellite channel over Europe, as well as a good chunk of the Middle East and North Africa. We can make that possible with your help. So please go to fund.lrn.fm. We've got a couple new perks that have been offered by Callan Diggs, who is the host and author of international best-selling book Reaching the Finish Line. You can check out all the perks that we have for offer over at fund.lrn.fm, but Callan generously offered a copy of his ebook for anybody who purchases a $25 donation on the satellite fundraiser, as well as a one-month subscription to his radio program. And the $300 perk, he's offering a career consultation as well. So we've had those added in there. Very generous offer on his part. You can also get the Free Talk Live exclusive platinum amp pin. You can name an entire satellite channel if you've got a whole bunch of money that you want to throw at us. Please go to fund.lrn.fm. It's going on for about another 3 weeks, and it ends on August 19th. So perks are available. Go check out all the details. You can learn more about free-to-air satellite and what we're doing with those broadcasts, spreading the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace as far and as wide as possible via satellite channels. So go to fund, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. Pat is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. Hello, Pat.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Pat, I can barely understand you. It sounds like you're swallowing your phone. Can you back away from your phone? Maybe a little bit there.
Maybe if I turn it down a little bit.
Well, I don't know if generally you can turn down the microphone levels on your phone, but go ahead and try to tell us what you're going to tell us.
Is that a little bit better?
I guess. You're just going to have to go fast.
I want to talk a little bit about them hot air balloons. I know there's a, Arizona, they do a lot of them hang gliding stuff, and
I don't know if it's because you're a little tipsy or just the phone is that bad. It's hard to understand you. You're talking about hang gliding. I'm going to see if we can get you on a better line or something like that, maybe a better phone or something. You can try calling us on our back lines here. We'll give you the number through the board operator. If you've got Skype, by the way, it's always worth it to make a Skype phone call to us because it sounds – maybe Skype is just, spoiling me or something like that, but it's so hard to listen to some of these calls. I apologize about that.
I don't know. I mean, it's
– if I'm having trouble understanding it, other people are having trouble understanding it.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you hear about the skydiver who jumped without a parachute?
Yes, I did. Now, also, there's some sort of story about a hot air balloon malfunctioning or what happened.
Hit the power lines.
There. Ooh, yikes. That doesn't sound like
fun. It kind of made me wonder why they don't hit power lines more often. It's not like you can steer those things.
Well, there must be a way to steer those things.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you go to Google? How do you steer a hot air balloon?
You've looked this up, and you're telling me there's no way to steer a hot air balloon? They just go up and come down wherever they damn well please? Come on. Of course you can
steer
them. What
do balloons do?
I don't see how you could steer a hot air balloon.
During the flight, the pilot's only ability to steer the balloon is the ability to climb or descend into winds going different directions.
Ah.
Thus, it's important for the pilot to determine what the direction of the wind is blowing at altitudes other than the balloon's altitude.
Interesting. And how do they do that? Computers these days?
I have no idea, Ian.
Huh. Well, how about that?
Apparently, these people didn't do it right.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
This would be terrifying for me, the whole hot air balloon, not being able to steer a thing. That would be awful.
So, we were talking about characters in, popular culture, religion, that aren't necessarily who they seem to be. And there's an interesting story over at Cracked.com, the five reasons the greatest movie villain ever is a good witch. And I feel like we might have done this on the air before. Does this sound familiar to you, Mark?
It sounds familiar to me, but I think you just talked about it.
No, I
don't think we did this on the air.
Let's see here. So you remember the story, right? A tornado whisks Dorothy and her house from Sepia, Kansas to Technicolor Oz, where it promptly lands on a witch and kills her. So as soon as Dorothy walks out of her house, she walks out guilty of manslaughter or witch slaughter. And that's when Glinda the Good Witch floats down and merrily interrogates Dorothy to find out if she's a good witch or a bad witch. Dorothy did manage to drop a house on someone without so much as a scratch, so any reasonable person would suspect witchcraft was afoot. Dorothy, in possession of the sensitivity of a 3-year-old child, responds she can't be a witch because witches are old and ugly. Glinda, in possession of the logic of an Alzheimer's patient, points out that only evil witches are ugly. You caught that, right? Beautiful equals good? Okay, next. Glinda calls out the Munchkins to celebrate the death of the Wicked Witch of the East. And not just with a little round of applause and a quick moment of silence either, but a full-on song and dance routine, parade, and mayoral declaration of a holiday. Even the coroner gets in on the party. The festivities end when the corpse's sister, the Wicked Witch of the West, shows up, understandably pissed that her sister was killed by a falling building. Here's where Glinda goes from sinister to psycho. Number 4, the setup. Right off the bat, the Western Witch wants to know who killed her sister. Fair enough. Glinda smiles blandly while the witch accuses Dorothy, no doubt enjoying the double whammy of a grieving witch's rage and Dorothy's terror. While the Wicked Witch is busy threatening Dorothy, Glinda interjects, not to defend a shell-shocked farm girl, but to remind the Wicked Witch of the West of the ruby slippers on her sister's feet. Now, this is important. As far as we can tell, the Wicked Witch of the West is the Wicked Witch of the East's one and only family member, meaning the slippers rightfully belong to her as the next of kin.
Seems reasonable.
So why didn't Glinda just let the lady have her shoes? Let her grab her one inheritance and go off to mourn in peace. Sure, the Wicked Witch lives, but the real world still has Carrot Top. Sometimes life isn't fair. Number 3,
that
the taunt.
All right.
Instead, Glinda reveals she's only reminded the Wicked Witch about the slippers so she can involve Dorothy in a game of Monkey in the Middle, teleporting the bereaved witch's rightful heirloom off of her dead sister's feet and onto Dorothy's. Imagine the audacity it takes to steal anything off of a dead person, especially while the body is still warm. And Glinda doesn't just steal her shoes. She somehow magics the wicked witches of the East's feet so that they curl into those curly party horns that you blow at birthday parties when you were a kid. Never mind those feet were the only means the Munchkins had of dragging a witch corpse out from under the house so they wouldn't have to smell her decomposing body forever. Glinda just doesn't give an F. So Glinda steals the shoes, then she straight sells Dorothy out by telling the witch that her shoes are now super glued to the girl. Dorothy just stands there like a chump while Glinda whispers that the slippers must be super magic or the wicked witch wouldn't want them. What? That's like Gandalf stealing the one ring from Sauron's brother, giving it to Frodo, and then saying, "You should hold on to that. He totally wouldn't want it if it wasn't powerful." And to top everything else off that she's done, Glinda then mocks the Wicked Witch, laughing at the fact that she apparently has no power in Munchkinland, before telling her to get lost. By this point, the witch is good and upset, and Glinda has ensured that she's completely focused all of her well-deserved rage on Dorothy. As the scene ends, the rivalry between the Wicked Witch and Dorothy has been set, even though they should both be upset at Glinda.
Yeah, it seems like Glinda's setting something up. I'll agree with you.
It's like Tony Soprano's mother decided to use her powers of passive-aggressive manipulation to take over the Care Bears' Cloud City. Nobody is even half evil enough to understand what she's doing to them, which is why Dorothy has no idea she's about to be turned into a low-rent hitman. So the orphan girl from Kansas now has Oz's Saruman-Hitler mashup gunning for her, all because the good witch, supposedly, got her involved in some kind of gander witch struggle without her consent. Glinda then goes on to explain that Dorothy has made a rather bad enemy of the witch. Not really. Glinda made her a rather bad enemy of the witch. Dorothy stood around like a confused kid because she was, you know, a confused kid, while Glinda essentially framed her. So despite being an innocent third party to the whole thing, Dorothy has now become Oz's version of Neo, only Morpheus is just some jerk with his own agenda. Once Glinda sets Dorothy up to be the object of the Wicked Witch's rage, she sends her off to find the wizard, telling her that A, she would be better off getting the hell out of Oz altogether, and B, she can only achieve this by going to the wizard, which means leaving Munchkinland, where, coincidentally, the Wicked Witch has no power.
No power.
The wizard, Dorothy is told, is the only one who can help her.
Yeah, the Wicked Witch, or the Good Witch of the North, can't send you back to Kansas?
Unfortunately, that was a bald-faced lie, and we'll explain why in the remainder of this. And you can join us, toll-free number 855-453. Was the Good Witch actually the antagonist?
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
All right, it's Free Talk Live. Well, we've gone far away from the Satanic Temple, but we could come back to that here in a little bit. Also, still coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, which I observed him play some of.
I got invited to a closed beta of a certain game.
Yep, we'll talk about that coming up here. We'll take your calls. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can also join us on our toll-free lines at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So we were sharing with you the five reasons why the greatest movie villain ever is actually a supposedly good witch. And it's an interesting little piece from Cracked.com about how, you know, the beginning of The Wizard of Oz, the house falls on the Wicked Witch of the West. The Wicked Witch, or was it the Wicked, one of the Wicked Witches, the house falls on it.
We got started on this because I said, a couple of segments ago that there comes a point when it's, you no longer have to give a spoiler warning when talking about movies. And I'm of the opinion that once the movies, it's been 10 years. I think that's really generous.
Gives you enough time to...
I can just talk about a movie with impunity at that point.
I still think you should give spoiler warnings if you're going to talk about a movie. I still think that's just a courteous thing to do to somebody who just may have not gotten around to watching a classic, or maybe tonight's the first time they've heard about one of the movies that that we've been discussing.
Luke blows up the Death Star.
Okay. Great. You didn't say which movie that was for. So, anyway... Back to the story, and then we'll get right into your phone calls and thoughts. So the idea is the house lands on one of the Wicked Witches, and the Good Witch appears and basically blames Dorothy for it, puts the slippers from the dead witch onto Dorothy, and then tells Dorothy that the wizard is the only man who can help her. And she has to then travel outside of the area where the Wicked Witch has no powers, where the Wicked Witch can then use powers against Dorothy. So, as the article points out at Cracked, that was a bald-faced lie, that the wizard is the only one who can help. Anyone familiar with the story knows that at the end of the movie, Glinda, the supposedly good witch, tells Dorothy to click her heels to go home. Boom, heel clicks, home. That's it. No wizard was necessary. The whole elaborate journey that Dorothy is about to embark on is predicated on a whopper. But more on this in a moment. So, Dorothy takes Glinda's word that she's got to see the wizard to get home, and she leaves the one place where the Wicked Witch has no power to get to the Emerald City. or the Wicked Witch has no power to get to the Emerald City. Through the course of her travels, Dorothy makes friends with the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion. Dorothy and crew somehow make it through an apple tree attack, an encounter with the witch, and witchy fireball, an opium overdose. And
those creepy monkeys with the wings.
Yep, and Emerald City's red tape to get to see the wizard, who promptly informs them that he won't do a damn thing to help them until they bring back the Wicked Witch's broomstick. And that's when the Scarecrow points out they would need to kill her first. So to recap, Dorothy, the simple farm girl from Kansas, is now being asked to play the part of a hired assassin, and her reward for her second murder of the day will be, hopefully, a chance to go home. And remember, Glinda is somehow watching over everything, and we know this because she was the one who woke up the gang from their drug overdose. The wizard was just bluffing when he sent Dorothy after the Wicked Witch of the West. He didn't have any powers to begin with. But Glinda knew exactly what a trip to the witch's castle meant. Someone was going to die. If you don't remember the movie, here's how things play out. Spoiler alert. Dorothy and her friends end up in a haunted forest where they're attacked by the witch's flying monkeys. And those super monkeys carry Dorothy and Toto back to the witch's castle. The friends of Dorothy make their way into the castle too, and in the final showdown, Dorothy smites the old witch with a bucket of water, proving that M. Night Shyamalan wasn't even that original when he came up with the worst alien movie ever. When Dorothy and friends return to the Emerald City as heroes, we find out the entire fiasco could have ended the moment Glinda put the ruby slippers on Dorothy. She was literally walking around in her ticket to instant transport back to her own bed.
Yeah.
Glinda's excuse for not telling Dorothy before she was nearly killed and off Glinda's rival? You wouldn't have believed me, she says. So why did...
Apparently she did believe her. She, you know, went all the way
to everything she told her.
Right.
So why did Glinda send Dorothy to the wizard in the first place? Maybe we'll never know. But we think it's pretty convenient. By the end of the movie, not only are both chief rivals of the so-called good witch dead, but the ruler of Emerald City is out of the picture as well, leaving just one beloved and fully powerful witch in his place. The whole thing smells fishy. It's like the usual suspects with midgets, no Baldwins, and a Kaiser Soze who floats off in a bubble. I thought it was interesting.
It's funny.
Let's go to Evan. He's on the line, I believe, in, is it Virginia? Evan, where are you at?
From Memphis.
Memphis. All right, go ahead.
Hey, guys. You know, this is the, you guys were talking earlier about the whole Satanist after-school program. And
yes.
It sounded funny, and, like, I loved it, because... It's just nowadays, 2016, it's just like people don't believe in these like fairy tales anymore. And then people that actively say, at least in my belief, that people that actively say they're like Satanists are just Christian trolls, if you think about it. Last week, the Washington Post even posted another Satanist incident where there's this guy... about to open up a city council,
He was wearing like a druid's cloak, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And,
some sort of satanic invocation, basically, because they'll allow a Christian pastor in to give an opening prayer or something. So they had to allow this guy to do it. Is that what happened?
Correct. Yeah. And what ended up happening was like at first these Christian protesters wouldn't let him like speak at all. And he had the Satanists just standing there all calm and collected, just waiting for them to eventually get kicked out because they just, you know, I guess there's a phrasing, I don't know the Bible at all, but there's I guess a phrase about, you know, thou shalt not trespass against me. And apparently to them that's, you know, higher than a court of law. And I'm just like, really? But anyways, you know, that got taken care of. And right after they left, you know, this Satanist, he comes up, he starts, like, he has, like, a really good voice. Like, you can tell, like, he's some kind of singer or something. But during his invocation, quote-unquote, he's just pretty much saying, hey, you know, I'm here, I'm not going to hurt anybody, no Satanist is going to hurt you unless you come after them, and, like, just generally preaching their message back to them, but in, like, a more open and broad and embracing state.
You're saying he was preaching the message of the Christians back to the Christians?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it a Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, if you think about it, I mean, aren't they all about, like, you know, loving each other and one another and, like,
well, that's what they say,
living in peace and all that stuff? So, I mean, yeah.
They don't tend to hold to their own beliefs very effectively.
No, it's just about, it's just names, you know, it's just like, you know.
So they quieted down the Christians enough to actually let this guy speak?
Yeah, they kicked, like, half of the audience out.
Wow.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd agree that largely what we're seeing with this these Satanists hitting the news is just a bunch of people who want to troll Christians. Yep.
And also, I wanted to kind of get you guys' opinion on one more thing. It's kind of off topic and a new topic entirely. Is that the what do you guys think of having, like, you have the Libertarian Party, you have the Democrats, you have Republicans, you have the Green Party that's even smaller than the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, like, another party that combined, like, all the ideas together?
Combines all of what ideas?
Every party has, like, this, like, these platforms, you know, where, like, fiscal responsibility, you know, social justice warriors, sort of, and, and, you know, like, liberation, you know, being free, able to do what you want to do and how you want to do it, and as long as it's not hurting anyone else, what's the problem?
Well, everyone has, I mean, that's the, I mean, the libertarians have the, as long as you're not hurting anyone else, what's the problem? But other ones want to hurt people, so I don't think that combining third parties together is going to be very effective. I mean, we already have the Libertarian Party that people are fighting over, because
the Libertarian Party, there's, I mean, there's some things that I agree with, but there's other things that, like, you know, there can be a positive use for government. There can be, like, a positive use for social programs if wielded rightly, you know?
No, Evan.
That's
government does it anyway. Why not?
Because government has nothing that it has not stolen. You can't do good with stolen property. No virtue can ultimately come out of something that you've stolen in the first place.
Well, even
if it's not stolen, well, if it's, like, you know, allowed to be.
Well, if people are voluntarily giving to a program, then I have no problem with that. I think that's a fine, virtuous thing to do, is to give to voluntary, consensual charities. But that's not what we're talking about. And to try to get the Green Party and the Libertarian Party to agree on some sort of common platform would be very, very difficult. I can tell you right now, I'm trying to have an agreement between some of the gubernatorial candidates here in New Hampshire on a statement against the war on drugs, and just crafting this statement it's near impossible. I don't know if it's going to end up happening. And that's just between three individuals. Thanks for the call, Evan. I appreciate it. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.